today. Jim Johnson, Brian Fink, Gary DeClaire here to talk about shooting, but in a controlled atmosphere.
Theoretically.
Oh, whoa. we have breaking news here already. Brian, step up that mic. We want to make sure we hear you. There you go. So they are here to discuss something that some people may not be aware of that could be a great opportunity for youngsters, correct?
Correct.
Okay, so who wants to start?
What we did several years ago, I think we're going into our fourth year, and the Boyd High School has started a trap team, and that has grown to include kids from BHS, St. John's, Tipton, Lakeside, and Smith Center. And this year we're up to 40 students that are on the team. Along with that, we've started the Mitchell County Trap and Skeet Range, Inc., which is a nonprofit that's located. It was a joint venture with the college out on the college's property where the heavy equipment is. And we have two trap ranges out there and a skeet range. And we just wanted to come and, I guess, inform the public a little bit about that, because even though it is a kid's team, that those opportunities are available to the public as well.
Mm-hmm. Now, how long have you guys been doing this now?
This is about the fourth year for the team. Mm-hmm. We shot the first couple of years up at Jewel, and then this range has been operational for 2 years now.
Okay. And Brian, of course, I know both of you were here when we were talking about that. But it's probably last time that you were here about this whole idea. So just tell us a little bit about how people can get involved with this.
Go ahead. We've had some companies come out and shoot. We've had probably 50, 60 people from a business. We put stuff on that way. Also, we'd like to even have a women's night. We'd like to have a women's league. Even if you're just an individual that wants to come out and shoot, wants to learn more about it, we would do some one-on-one with you. It's more of just getting – we built this for the community, and we want the community involved. So we'd love everybody to come out, take a look, and come shoot with us.
So how often do you guys get together and shoot? And, of course, training, of course, is pretty important too.
Well, we're shooting right now on Sunday afternoons, and Wednesday evenings is what we'll be shooting here through the summer.
Okay.
We do have lights, so on the Wednesday evening, you know, you can shoot really as late as you want to, which is kind of nice. So
now, is there a cost involved for people who want to participate?
They just pay per round, and it's $7 a round for the public and $6 for kids.
Mm-hmm.
And that covers 25 rocks, and then you have to bring your own shells, or shells are available there. Mm-hmm. As well. So
what about the training, of course, and so that they are able to do this and so forth and so on?
So if you're going to participate in the league on the team, you either have to be Hunter's Ed certified, or you have to take a certification through the Kansas Clay Target League. And we have about 10 coaches that work with us regularly. And so when the kids are there shooting, we have multiple coaches on the line with them. We have other coaches, you know, back in the clubhouse helping get guns ready and that sort of thing. And so safety is really our number one priority. And we've been very lucky over the years. And we just... you know, we just don't give them an alternative. I mean, you either do it the right way or you won't be there, mm-hmm. you know, and because that's one thing that you just can't shove that genie back in the bottle, mm-hmm. you know. And so, but we've been very good and our kids are well trained.
If you want, come on up here, Gary, because they can't hear you when you're 15 feet back there, my friend.
I'm sorry.
That's all right.
I just want to say that the coaches are going to be there when the range is open. Somebody is. And if you're a novice to shooting, we're happy to help you,
mm-hmm.
see how this thing works. And also, we have the very same safety rules for the public that comes out. Mm-hmm. One shell at a time. You know, we have a whole list of rules. And so we're there to help the public that wants to check it out.
And we were talking earlier about how this encompasses more than just a town or a school, correct?
Yeah, the Kansas Clay Target League, like, for example, last fall, I don't know the number of schools, but there were 1,084 kids that shot in the state of Kansas. And, you know, this is just the kind of caliber of kids that we have developed over the years. But, you know, my son Eli was 30th out of 1,084 kids, and B-Dub Brody Woodrig was 41st. So we had two of the top 50 shooters in the state of Kansas on our team. which is pretty cool.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, and I think, you know, I've heard kind of through the grapevine a little bit about some of these kids. It's like a great outlet, and they once they discovered that this is something that they could do, it's another activity instead of, you know, sitting in your room playing a whole bunch of video games.
You know, and it's really funny, the kids that we get, I mean, athletic kids tend to be good at this too, mm-hmm. you know, because it's hand-eye coordination. But we have a lot of kids, honestly, that are not athletic at all that are very good at this,
mm-hmm.
you know, and it does give them a weapon and to go out and be on a team and do those sorts of things, even if they're not an athlete.
Mm-hmm. So who would people need to contact? How would they get more involved or find out more about all of this so that they could maybe participate?
Well, they could call any one of us. They could call Jim Johnson at his office. They could call Brian Fink, myself, at Agmark, and get a hold of me there. Or, you know, cell phone, I don't mind giving it out, is 534-2422. And look us up online at our Mitchell County Trap and Skeet Range on our Facebook page. Roy's available. You know, we don't mind going out 7 days a week if we have to shoot and help. But, you know, the biggest thing about the kids that we had last year, I think we ended up and had three kids with scholarships that went to college. So it is something that they can take with them the rest of their life. And, you know, that's why we got involved to help our kids. And we want the community to come out and shoot and have a great time. It's all about having fun.
You're a brave soul to put your cell phone out there like that. I was like, in about 48 hours, that he'll change that number very quick.
No, half the
kidding.
World has Brian's anyway, so.
We're okay with that.
Hey, Brian's okay. He's the one that volunteered and did it. It wasn't that we put it out there. And I thought he was going to put your number out there for a second, but it wouldn't do that to Jim?
Okay. We do have Facebook pages, like he said, for the range and also for the BHS trap team, so people can check that out. We try to update it as much as we can. We have a huge sponsor base. A lot of people have helped out. We're always looking for more sponsors. Mm-hmm. You know, we've had people give us things, give us money, give us time, you know, whatever. So if you're interested in being a sponsor in some way, please contact us also. You know, it's a really great opportunity for kids. It's great in our area. We would love to have 80 kids on our team, you know, but we started with 12 and we're at 40 mm-hmm. 4 years later.
Sure.
You know, we're pretty happy where we're at, but always looking to expand, and we would love more schools. I mean, we've tried to reach out. It's not Acacia sponsored sport, mm-hmm. so we can mix kids from other teams. Or from other schools, and, you know, it does have to be sanctioned by a school district, but and Boyd has graciously done that. But, you know, we could get Rock Hills kids, we could get Southern mm-hmm. Cloud kids, you know, so there are some opportunities there if kids want to get involved.
Forgive me if you already mentioned this because we were trying to fix the mic issue there, but kids that, like, is there set times where you go out with the kids to shoot, or can they kind of like schedule a time to go out and shoot with somebody? Or
our team shoots every Sunday afternoon at 1:00.
Okay.
Okay, and it goes now through May 15th. Okay. Our first Sunday is this Sunday, and it'll be basically every Sunday. Like, we don't shoot Easter and things like that, but May 15th will be the last one. And then there is a fall league also. So you're actually too late to enroll now for the spring league, but we'll start again in the fall mm-hmm. and do fall spring like what we've done the last couple of years.
All right. Anything? Yeah, go ahead.
There is a state shoot in June. You know, we usually take 10 to 15 kids to the state shoot. That's in Wichita. They'll have 1,300 kids shoot in one day down there. There's 27 ranges that all in a row that they shoot on. It's a pretty cool experience. And we've had kids, you know, do well there, get mm-hmm. in the top. Like, I think Eli was 27th down there last year. You know, so we've had kids, and he's not the only one, but we've had kids that have been in the top 50 at the state shoot, which is pretty cool.
Okay. Is there anything else we should add before we let you guys go? Gary, can you think of anything? Hey, oh, absolutely.
No,
yeah. I apologize for the mic problems there for Brian.
Right.
Some people know this is what happens when people can't hear me and there's an issue. That was a blessing in disguise. Maybe somebody out there saying, hey, we didn't want to hear from Brian anyway, so thank you, Wade.
My voice carries.
Brian's voice carries.
It
carries. Okay. Well, once again, how can they contact you if they're interested to let people go? Or yeah,
any of our coaches, Brian, Gary, myself, Kurt Saint from Jewel, Nathan Saint from Jewel, Charlie Files a coach, Kendall Hostler's a coach, Travis Latin's a coach, Tom Denneke is now our head coach, Tom and Linda. So, you know, we have a wide web. It's pretty easy to get a hold of us.
Fantastic. Well, guys, thanks for coming in. My apologies on the technical issue for Brian on that microphone. We got a brand new board this week, and I'm learning it. And we got a new guy on board this week, and we're all learning it together. And which maybe you guys
What could go wrong with that?
Nothing at all. I'm just waiting for something to explode, and we'll be starting from scratch again. But maybe, I mean, I'm sure you guys can appreciate that, though, because when everybody's learning something together, which is what you guys are learning with this team, and when you put it all together, this whole idea, every idea has to be born, and then you got to mold it and shape it and then work out the kinks and go, wow, we thought that worked. That did not work. On to plan B, plan C. I'm sure you guys went through all of that and still are molding this thing.
My wife refers to that as flying a plane while you're finishing building it.
Sometimes it crashes. I'll tell you that right now. And there's a pretty high likelihood that happens. Gary and Jim and Brian, thanks for coming in. Thanks for your patience. Greatly appreciate it. And we don't have to wait 4 years to do this again, all right?
Sounds good.
All right.
Good again.
Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.